Good morning. It's good to see everyone again, and I feel like I'm coming home when I come to this area, and appreciate it very, very much. We actually came up yesterday because the team that is going to go to Honduras in the end of the month of September, we came up and spent some time with them. And then we had a wonderful meal. Mark was the grill master, and we could eat all of his food. It was perfectly okay. Had a tremendous meal, good fellowship. And then last evening, I was hosted by Dean and Barb in their very warm and wonderful home. So it's just good to be here just for a few minutes. And you know, what I do, and you're sitting there and say, what in the world is this bald-headed man doing up there? What I do is lead teams of two or three pastors from America to other countries of the world, and we encourage pastors, missionaries, and evangelists, indigenous leaders. That's what I do. And so normally I'm making five or six trips overseas per year. And we hold conferences for these pastors and encourage them in their work. And God has continued to bless that ministry over just a number of years. And I've been privileged to make 70 trips, I guess, over the last 18 years overseas and deal with people who are the leaders of the church in the world. And that's tremendously important, because if your pastor gets discouraged, if the spiritual leaders get discouraged, it affects the entire church. And I remember my good friend, Brother Terry, who told me that he doesn't know another ministry in the world that has a greater return on investment than Operation Barnabas International, which we deeply appreciate. Now, after saying all of that and knowing that I have only 8 minutes left, a number of years ago, I sent an email to spiritual leaders, and I said, what do you do when you get discouraged? How do you handle it? And I said, give me the top three that you do in your life when you become discouraged. And so I got letters, emails from everywhere, and I took those emails and made and compiled a list of the top 10 things that spiritual leaders do to overcome discouragement in their own lives. And I want to share those with you very, very quickly. This is practical stuff. There's no great theological treatise involved here. This is just practical stuff to help us, because every single one of us face discouragement one way or the other. Okay? And if you haven't, you will. And so it's coming. How do you deal? What are you going to do when you get discouraged? So let me give them to you very, very quickly. And hopefully they'll be of some benefit. And I'll also give you some verses that are connected with it. Number one, take care of your mind and body by getting a good night's sleep and good food. That was interesting. So many people, that was one of the first things on their list. Wait till tomorrow. In other words, get some good food in you and a good night's sleep. Things will be better tomorrow. And many times it is. And the verse I would give you is 1 Kings chapter 19, 1 through 8. And you'll know the story of Elijah after he had said, oh, let me die. Jezebel's after me. I'm not going to make it. And he went to sleep. The angel came and gave him food. He went back to sleep. The angel came again, woke him up, gave him food and water. And then he went for 40 days with that food and drink. So that's number one. Number two, cleanse your inner life of whatever defiles you. You cannot overcome discouragement if in your own life you're defiled. Things are not what they should be. Deal with that. Psalm 139, 23 and 24 is helpful there. Number three, share fellowship with a trusted friend. Hebrews 3:13. In other words, the Bible says encourage one another. You need somebody in your life that you can share with. Somebody that you can trust and you can talk with, and they can pray with you and help you through some of the situations that you face in your discouragement. Number four, consider your blessings and how you have been a blessing to others. You have been a blessing to others. Mark that down. You know that. And don't forget the times when God used you because that'll encourage you in your life. The verse, Hebrews 6:10. You can look that up. Number five, change your scenery. Do something different. Sometimes we do the same thing over and over and over again, and we simply need to move away, take a walk in nature, get the scenery changed. You know, Jesus told his disciples, why don't you come apart and rest a while? And so that's important if you're going to overcome discouragement. Some things, if you'll just change your scenery, do something different, it'll help you. Mark 6:31. Number six, worship with songs of praise. Do you notice that when you're listening to gospel music and Christian hymns, or you start singing some hymns, it helps you feel better on the inside as you face discouragement in your life? Scripture, Ephesians 5:19. Number seven, meditate on scriptural promises. It used to be, at least in my growing up years, we used to memorize scripture. And so many of those scriptures are found here in my mind. And sometimes when I'm discouraged, a verse will come to mind. And that verse increases my faith and helps me. And the verse that you would have, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Eight, read biographies of the saints. You will find that nobody gets through this life without facing discouragement. And some of the greatest saints that God has used over the years have gone through some very, very difficult times. So when you read what happened to them, sometimes what's happening to you is not quite as big as you thought it was. All right. That 1 Peter 5:9, by the way, if you're writing the verse down. Number nine, deliberately invest yourself in refreshing other people. Deliberately invest yourself in refreshing. Do something for somebody else. Don't wallow in self-pity. Get out there and do something that someone else you'll find is in probably worse shape than you are. And if you can encourage them, it will automatically encourage you. The verse, Proverbs 11:25, when you refresh others, you yourself will be refreshed. And number 10, be patient. Live one day at a time. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Today, live this day patiently serving God. Matthew 6:31 and 33. I close with this special note, and I'm not sure who you are, but God has laid on my heart this week when I was considering, okay, I've got 10 minutes of time. What should I tell this church? And besides listing these 10 things, there's somebody here today, listen to me, there's somebody here today that needs a second chance. You know, sometimes when we fail in life, maybe it's in business, maybe it's in relationship, maybe it's something else that's happened in your life. You said, I failed. And you know what the devil does? He jumps on you and he beats you half to death and says, you're not worth a dime. You can't do it. I think of two big examples. One was Mark. Remember, Mark took off and said, I want to be with Paul. I want to do missionary work. And he couldn't stand it. Things got too hot in the oven for him. And so he went back. Later on, Mark was called by Paul, said, I need Mark. So he had a second chance and he did very, very well. The other, of course, is who? Peter. Peter failed God miserably, didn't he? Denied that he ever knew him, cursed, etc., whatever. But he became the leader of the church. I'm saying to you this morning, you may be the only one here, but the devil's perched on your shoulder and beaten you down and said, you can't do it. You're not worth it. I want you to know this morning, God is saying to you, I'll give you a second chance. Get up and keep going. Thanks for your time. God bless you.